This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation which is also in the midst of a great presidential campaign. Well, maybe not a great presidential campaign, but it's a greatly consequential presidential campaign. It will help determine the direction of the country for the next 4.5 years. Yes, really and seriously. And what will the impact on this presidential race be of the riots that have just completely paralyzed our country and, I think, agonized public sentiment? Now, of course, it's early. And those riots, I certainly ardently hope, will go away, will be replaced by a feeling of national unity, the kind of helper heart that Greg Tomlin was talking about earlier in the show. That's something that we desperately need. But it is impossible not to see some political consequences. One of the political consequences that I do agree with, and it's part of conventional wisdom on this, but it's also true. One of the political consequences here has to do with the vice presidential choice for Joe Biden. I think it is emphatically true that Amy Klobuchar is cooked as a possibility to be Joe Biden's running mate. There are two reasons. And both of them have to do with her career as a prosecutor for Hennepin County when she was beginning in politics before she was elected to the U.S. Senate. And there's a guy named Mayan Burrell, who's been very outspoken, who was convicted and sentenced to murder. And family members of Mayan Burrell and protesters affiliated with the Racial Justice Network, Minneapolis NAACP, and other groups actually overran the stage at a Klobuchar event that was slated to take place in St. Louis Park, Minnesota. That was in early March, before voters went to the polls in her home state. Now, she still did fine in Minnesota. But with this kicking around, and then also there's the fact that when she was a prosecutor, there were some charges that had been made against police officers for shooting suspects, and she didn't prosecute them. And by the way, if you read the details, I think Mayan Burrell is a very, very dubious character, and dubious in every way. I don't think he is an innocent man of the murder conviction he received. And I don't think that Amy Klobuchar is blameworthy for having not prosecuted some of the police officers that people think she should have prosecuted. But right now, in the Democratic Party, where the one thing that they are deeply concerned about, it's certainly not the one thing, it's one of many things they're deeply concerned about, but it's very significant for Democrats, is they have to be concerned about black turnout. One of the aspects that doomed the Hillary Clinton campaign when she was running in 2016 was the black turnout went down from 66% of eligible black voters, that was a record, who came out to vote for Obama and his reelection campaign, that went down to 59%. And that cooked Hillary in Michigan and Wisconsin. Ohio, she would have lost anyway. But Pennsylvania, it was a very serious factor as well. And these are not states that Biden can afford to write off, or we're going to see a reelection of President Trump. So what does that leave in the reelection campaign? Well, Val Demings is obviously the one candidate for vice president. She certainly is on Byron's short list. She's a representative, a Democrat from Florida, from the Orlando area. She's a former chief of police in Orlando. And yes, she's African American. And she just has a piece, a brand new piece of the Washington Post that I'm just taking a look at. But it seems to set her up very, very well for this particular moment in politics. She says in her piece, as a former woman in blue, let me begin with my brothers and sisters in blue. What in the hell are you doing? I joined the Orlando Police Department when I was 26 years old, a young black woman fresh out of an early career in social work. I'm sure you can imagine the mental and physical stress of the police academy. Not only exams and physical training, but the daily thoughts of, what am I doing here? As I looked around and did not see many people who looked like me. But I made it. I was elected class president and received the Board of Trustees Award for overall excellence. I proudly took an oath to the Constitution and to protect and serve. I was on my way to fulfill my dream of saving the world. Of course, I went straight to the midnight shift, but I loved the job. I truly felt like I was serving my community, responding to calls from people in distress. When citizens were in trouble, if they had to call the police, they weren't having a good day. They called really believing that when we arrived, things would get better, that they would be safe. But we are painfully reminded that all too often things do not get better. Matter of fact, they can get much worse with deadly results. And then she goes into a response to the George Floyd matter. She says this, when an officer engages in stupid, heartless, and reckless behavior, their actions can either take a life or change a life forever. Bad decisions can bring irrevocable harm to the profession and tear down the relationships and trust between the police and the communities they serve. Remember, law enforcement needs that trust just as the public does. Think before you act. Remember, your most powerful weapon is the brain the good Lord gave you. Use it. We all know that the level of force must meet the level of resistance. We all can see that there was absolutely zero resistance from George Floyd. He posed no threat to anyone, especially law enforcement. And certainly not when he was handcuffed. And I think this column helps position Val Demings to be not just an appropriate choice for Biden to make as his running mate, but positions her to be a voice that we very much need in this debate, because the whole idea of this is a dispute, it's a war between the cops and the black community, that idea is appropriately rebutted by Val Demings in her career. She has been police chief in Orlando. Her husband, Jerry Demings, was police chief in Orlando. He was also a sheriff of Orange County, and he is now the mayor of Orange County, Florida. That's the title they give it. That's the county in which Orlando is located. Now, not only is Florida the swingiest and most crucial of swing states, if Joe Biden carries Florida, the Trump campaign is in real trouble. And it's for this reason, for the ability to be a very healing voice, because she is both black and blue, that Val Demings, who was a very popular, very successful police chief, she was popular both with the black community and with the cops. She is an example of why there is no inherent contradiction between representing the black community and being attentive to its concerns and to its needs, and to being supportive of the police in what sometimes is a very, very difficult job. I do think that it's smart for her to have this column in the Washington Post, and probably will help her chances. This raises a bigger question. There are a couple of columns that have come out that say that, you know what? The big political winner from these riots may be Donald Trump. Why? We'll get to that. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. We'll be right back.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. Receive 50% off any download in the MedVid History Store by becoming a MedHead member. Join now at michaelmedvid.com.
I love good movies, like a romantic comedy called About Time from 7 years ago. It's a great movie about romance and about family, really, and father and son relations, much more. Problem with it is there's a little bit of content you may not want to share with your children. That's where Clear Play comes in. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, particularly right now during this time of pandemic, Clear Play can set you up to watch the movies you want to see without violence, without profanity, or without other content that you would choose to remove. You make the settings up yourself. It's truly ingenious. Go to clearplay.com to learn more. And you can enjoy About Time with Margot Robbie, Rachel McAdams, and more. Check it out at clearplay.com because Clear Play loves good movies. This is Michael Medved, and I know you're worried, like everybody else, about the coronavirus and its impact on our future. Now, all the false, fake information spreading around the internet really does bother me, especially about the economy and how it impacts your financial future. I've always trusted Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, to advise me on the right moves. Nick?
With the government adding nearly $5 trillion in liquidity, the uptrend in metals is likely to accelerate. The problem is, the supply of physical gold, silver, and platinum is severely limited and likely to get a lot worse as various mints and refiners are closed. With my 40 years worth of connections, I can help your listeners acquire gold, silver, or platinum, even though many dealers are sold out.
Call Nick Grovich at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694 and AmericanFederal.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Val Demings, who has been thrust by history. She's a Democrat from Florida. She was one of the impeachment managers, actually. She was one of the impeachment managers who made a far more, I think, positive impression on TV than Adam Schiff, who did not help his own cause. Val Demings was on the Rachel Maddow show on MSNBC. And by the way, she also is one of those Democrats who's smart enough to appear fairly regularly on Fox. I'm glad she's invited. I'm glad she appears. And Representative Demings was talking about the president's now infamous tweet. This was on Friday night, right after he had tweeted saying, "When the looting starts, the shooting starts." She wasn't thrilled with what the president had to say. Here is what she sounded like on Friday on MSNBC.
"This president has had opportunity after opportunity to rise to an occasion in this country, and he's failed every time. And yet again, he's demonstrated that he is totally unfit for the office that he holds. As we're going through this public health crisis with COVID-19, and as we're certainly all watching and grieving with the Floyd family, America is on fire right now. And the president of the United States is walking around with gasoline. Presidents during these times are supposed to address the nation and exhibit strong leadership and be a unifier and a bridge builder. And he's supposed to do so in a compassionate and caring way, expressing his sympathy and empathy for the loss that has occurred. And he just cannot. He's incapable of rising to the occasion. So what he did today to suggest that property is more valuable than human life is disgraceful."
Okay, at least she didn't go into one of the objections to President Trump saying when the looting starts, the shooting starts, was that he was quoting there a racist police chief in Miami who had put down riots. And by the way, when I say a racist police chief, this is not a matter of dispute. He was clearly somebody, and this is in 1967, which was a summer of riots, and he put those riots down very forcefully in Miami. I wouldn't say that the president was rightly saying in his comments that that somehow property was more important than human life. I think that Representative Demings is wrong to make that case. But she is right that the president's tweet, nor did his tweet about releasing vicious dogs with the Secret Service against people outside the White House, this is not helpful. And it's one of the reasons I don't think that a speech from the Oval Office is going to do it. I think what the president really does need to do is to appear together with some people on the other side, some people who are African-American, and some people who are not part of the Trump inner circle. This is one of the big mistakes he made, and it was a serious mistake, when he signed the rescue package, and he didn't even ask for the Democrats who had worked hard, and some of them had made big risks to allow that rescue package to come through. He didn't even invite them for the bill signing that was authorizing over $2 trillion at that point in payments, direct payments to every American, and every single Democrat had voted for it. The only opposition was Tom Massey, the Republican from Kentucky. By the way, history may show that Tom Massey was right, but we shall see. I am not sure of that. I don't suspect that it will. But it is at least worth considering. Okay, Val Demings, in the conclusion of her piece, she was saying, "When an officer engages in stupid, heartless, and reckless behavior, their actions can either take a life or change a life forever. Bad decisions can bring irrevocable harm to the profession and tear down the relationships and trust between the police and communities they serve." Well, that's, of course, entirely true. Remember, law enforcement needs that trust just as the public does. Think before you act. Remember, your most powerful weapon is the brain the good Lord gave you. Use it. We all know that the level of force must meet the level of resistance. We can all see that there was absolutely zero resistance from George Floyd. He posed no threat to anyone, especially law enforcement. Why do bad things happen? Bad mind, bad heart, or bad policy. The painful cries of Eric Garner will be with us forever. now George Floyd pleas for help, will, too. I cannot begin to understand how any officer could ignore the painful pleas we heard from Floyd or from anyone suffering. My heart goes out to the families of those who have lost loved ones, but we must also offer justice through full and swift accountability, not just of their loved one, but for the future. In Minnesota, we have no choice but to hold officers accountable through the criminal justice system, but we cannot only be reactive. We must be proactive. We must work with law enforcement agencies to identify problems before they happen. As a nation, we must conduct a serious review of hiring standards and practices, diversity training, use of force policies, etc., etc. Law enforcement officers are granted remarkable power and authority. They're placed in complicated and dangerous situations. They respond to calls from people with their own biases and motives. In New York, we've recently seen past pains of the Central Park Five dredged up in a new attempt to misuse law enforcement against an African-American man. When you see people differently, you treat them differently. And when power is in the mix, tragedy can result. As law enforcement officers, we took an oath to protect and serve, and those who forgot or never understood that oath in the first place must go. That includes those who would stand by as they witness misconduct from a fellow officer. Look, I think it's a strong piece and really helps to make the case that there is no aspect of somehow being a traitor to the black community or to the interests of the black community by serving in police departments. In fact, it's one of the most noble things you can do. And when we were talking about before about with Greg about the impulse to help, I know it's not that I believe it. I know for a fact, because I've worked in that capacity, that many of the people who go into police work do so because of their desire to help. Not because of their desire to be tough, but their desire to help people and to serve a community. Let's go quickly we will go right after the break. We'll go to your calls. 1-800-955-1776. There is the idea that Val Demings should now, if she wants to be serious, be very clear in condemning the violent rioters. There aren't even demonstrators. That is a necessity. And that's a necessity for every thinking in decent America. If you disagree, you can give me a call, 1-800-955-1776.
Receive 50% off any download in the MedVid History Store by becoming a MedHead member. Join now at michaelmedvid.com.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone, or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Attorney General Bill Barr is sending federal riot teams to Washington, D.C. and Miami to give local law enforcement agencies some help in handling the violent George Floyd riots that are taking place. Opening the Senate on Monday, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky calls this a time of great pain and unrest in America.
Americans from coast to coast have been grieved and horrified by the killings of three African-American citizens, Ahmaud Arbery in Georgia, Breonna Taylor in my hometown of Louisville, Kentucky, and George Floyd in Minneapolis. In no world whatsoever should arresting a man for an alleged minor infraction involve a police officer putting his knee on a man's neck for 9 minutes while he cries out, "I can't breathe," and then goes silent.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Medved show, talking about the political ramifications of the riots that have convulsed the country over the last 72 hours. It's been extraordinarily ugly. You read the stories coming in from everywhere, and they are indeed heartbreaking. I am, of course, most moved and stirred by the stories from downtown Seattle, from downtown Bellevue, which seems to be an unlikely location for riots. But the Seattle Times, in their coverage, they say in the Chinatown International District, area residents and activists, which is right by adjacent to the sports stadiums, to what they call, it used to be Safeco, it's now called phone company, right? CenturyLink is there for football, and the it's now T-Mobile. It used to be Safeco. They're both Mariners and the Seahawks who aren't playing. So Chinatown International District is right down there. In the Chinatown International District, area residents and activists complained that Seattle police on Friday had pushed protesters out of downtown and into the Chinatown International District, but had done little to protect area businesses or property. Even before the weekend's violence and the months-long pandemic shutdown, downtown Seattle business owners said they often felt they were under siege, held hostage by a cyclical pattern of crime that has led some businesses to quit the downtown corridor altogether, and others threatening to do so. The coronavirus shutdown alone had wiped out nearly 50,000 jobs and caused restaurant revenue to plummet by nearly 80%, according to the Downtown Seattle Association. In some cases, buildings and businesses were spared only because the owners or tenants stood guard. This is outrageous. Let us go to Ron in Tacoma. Ron, you're on the Michael Medved show.
Yeah, Michael, I'm a little confused here. Now, I heard you talking about that woman that was a manager for the impeachment on Trump. First of all, she has no credibility because she led an investigation that was a fraud, so I don't even know why we're giving her airtime. But the reason I called is because of all these cities that are on fire over law enforcement. Have you noticed that they're all states that have Democrats in charge of the police? They've been in charge of the police for 30 years. This has been going on probably even before in Los Angeles with Mr. I believe it was named Mr. King. And, you know, did they fix anything back then? No, they didn't. I left California because of the corruption and the filth there. And what do you see going on now? Here we go.
Yeah, by the way, when L.A., I believe, may have had a Republican mayor because they did have one. And they also had a Republican governor at that time, Pete Wilson. And, you know, so again, I'm sorry they did.
He was a Republican. He was a fraud Republican, just like Arnold Schwarzenegger. He was just a Republican in name.
Okay, if you want to say he's just a Republican in name, then you did live in California, because particularly on taxation issues.
I lived there for 10 years.
Okay, hold on. If on taxation issues and particularly issues of supporting law enforcement, there is a very real difference between Republicans and Democrats. I think you're right. But see, the point is, trying to make this a partisan issue is not going to win what needs to be won. And Ron, this is one thing that I let me ask you, because if you believe everything is fine and President Trump is cruising to re-election, what do you think went wrong in the election of 2018? What is it that went wrong that gave Nancy Pelosi 41 seats in the House? It was the highest turnout ever for 100 years since 1914 in an off-year election.
That's a simple answer, Michael. It was the corruption of the news. We've never had corruption of the news like we have now. And you know, it's
okay.
I find it funny. The Democrats are always
You don't think the news was hold on. You don't think the news was very much pro Clinton when she was running against Trump?
It absolutely was, but people weren't paying attention like they are now, and I'm one of them.
Okay. Well, hold on. People weren't paying attention like they are now. And so in other words, you believe that the news swung people who had been for Trump and who had voted for Republicans for Congress and for the U.S. Senate, because the actual votes for Congress, I just looked this up and it's fascinating, is that Paul Ryan leading the House of Representatives, Republican candidates for the House, got 49% of the votes in 2016. Trump got 46%. And then something changed. And what changed, basically, is that moderates went for the Democrats by 26 points in 2018. And the idea that you're going to just have conservatives show up and that's going to do it, you had conservatives showed up. Conservatives gave the highest percentage ever to Republican candidates in 2018, and it wasn't enough. Because you cannot lose people in the political center to that extent and still expect to succeed. And that's why I think talking that, well, this is a Republican leader, it's a Democratic leader, I think that there are some Democrats who have handled this better than others. I think that the governor of Minnesota, Tim Walz, has handled it horribly. The mayor of Minneapolis has handled it appallingly badly. But to get into the situation where the president has ventured, this is not going to help him in the campaign ahead. And it's not going to help the Republicans win the House, which is crucial, back, and to hold the Senate. Because trying to imagine a second Trump term with a Democratic Senate and a Democratic House doesn't sound so optimistic for the country. Look, the problem, when you say the problem isn't police departments, the problem with police departments really is what exactly are the police supposed to do? Obviously, you don't want to exacerbate the situation and lead to actual bloodshed, actual shooting. But you need to stop the property destruction. And I think a much clearer message that, okay, we may sympathize with some of the things that people are talking about police reform, but that doesn't excuse in any sense this level of rioting. There are, by the way, also reasons that the Democrats, and Ross Douthat made this point, the Democrats are trying to use these riots and to suggest that the entire Republican domination of the presidency that lasted between Richard Nixon, Gerald Ford, Ronald Reagan, George Herbert Walker Bush, with just that brief interruption of Jimmy Carter after Watergate, that domination of the presidency was all based on racism and a racist backlash to riots of 1967. And that was actually not a reaction to law and order. Douthat makes the point that one of the things that had happened in the riots that helped Republicans was that they corresponded to a very high and increasing rate of crime. Now, there are some cities where that's true today, but nationwide, crime is still at a historically low level. And by the way, that's one of many, many, many reasons we should be thanking the police. So what is it that leads some leading Democrats in journals like New York Magazine to say that the rioters are actually helping Donald Trump? Could that be possible? I think it could be. We will get to that and more with your calls. 1-800-955-1776.
The Michael Medved Show. MichaelMedved.com.
The coronavirus pandemic has thrown our nation into somewhat of a chaotic situation, and we now find ourselves in completely uncharted territory. As usual, the media presents a confusing, often exaggerated portrayal of events. So where can you go for reliable information? The American Council on Science and Health, ACSH. ACSH is a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. Their expert scientists and medical doctors have been communicating science to the public since 1978. At ACH.org, you'll get answers to all your coronavirus questions. How does it spread? Should I wear a mask? Will there be a treatment? How can I keep my family safe? ACSH also debunks common myths, such as vitamin C being a cure. ACSH provides indispensable analysis in this era of disinformation. You can sign up for a free daily newsletter and contribute to this vital organization. Go to ACSH.org today.
Have you had the chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at MichaelMedved.com. They're a top think tank in the nation for the application of faith and freedom. That's why I visit Grove City College every year to be part of their annual conference, speaking on more than a dozen different topics to a total of thousands of participants. I'm proud to broadcast this show from their campus every year when I'm there, because it's such a wonderful event. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the pandemic, but I encourage you to visit their website. All of their past conferences are available. You can catch my talks along with many other great presentations. Dr. Paul Kenger, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ross Douthat, Ralph Peters, Robbie George, and many, many more. Go to faithandfreedom.com to see wonderful presentations from the sharpest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com or click of the banner at MichaelMedved.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free. free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
ImmunoCorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free seven-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
On the Michael Medved show, I know that Nordstrom is a high-end kind of department store. But it's been an anchor in downtown Seattle forever. And, of course, it was originally a Seattle shoe store based on a Norwegian-American guy who originally went up to the Klondike gold fields and didn't make any money there. So he came back to Seattle, which was the jumping-off point for the Alaskan gold rush. And he started to sell shoes. Okay, long-standing company. And Nordstrom temporarily closed all its stores on Sunday. It declined to give details about the damage to its downtown store, the flagship store for Nordstrom's. It actually used to be the Frederick and Nelson department store downtown, historic building. We had impact at some locations and are in the process of assessing that damage and making repairs so we can resume serving customers, a spokesperson said in an email. We hope to reopen our doors as soon as possible. It's clearly heroic to want to restore the economy. And it's very, very obvious that what the looters and the attackers want to do, wherever they're attacking, in Seattle, in Bellevue, in Atlanta, in New York City, in Washington, D.C., what they want to do is paralyze the economy and hurt America. They're not protesting against one political side or another. They're striking at our country. A looters emptied outdoor apparel retailer Columbia Sportswear on 3rd Avenue and Pine Street. A spokeswoman for the national outdoor apparel brand said it was still assessing the extent of the damage. One block west, rioters smashed the front door of outdoor lifestyle retailer Wayward. I mean, this is appalling. And will people react to this by supporting President Trump and Republicans? Well, that's a guess. And it depends on how President Trump responds. Here is the key difference. I don't think there's any question that the riots that paralyzed America in 1967 in the summer and in the summer of 1968, including the riots at the Democratic Convention, I don't think those riots, without question, damaged Richard Nixon. They damaged Hubert Humphrey, the ultimate Democratic nominee. But there's a reason for that. The reason wasn't Nixon's appeals to racism. He actually had a pretty positive civil rights record when he ran for president the first time. He was supported by Jackie Robinson. The difference was that that kind of rioting, where you have fires going everywhere, where there's destruction around the country, obviously hurts the party in power. And the party in power in 1968 was the Democrats. The party in power right now is President Trump. And you may say, well, not really, because the Democrats control the House and the Democrats control the media. Yeah, but the president still gets blamed. And I think if President Trump leads us out of this successfully, if we can continue to have an economic recovery, if we can continue to have positive days on the market and people start getting jobs back and America starts working again, then he absolutely will and should win re-election. But if we have more days like we had yesterday and the day before, where the president is sending out tweets that are kind of embarrassing, but that's really all you hear from him, and he relies on Kayleigh McEnany to convey his message, and the country continues to be torn by violence with no real attempt to try to bring us together, that's going to be a problem, because it's not at all clear that that stops unless it stops now. In other words, if we are still torn in the summertime, and by the way, this is one reason why I hope that President Trump and his fellow Republicans do something about scaling back the convention. Because, again, with riots in the air, don't you think the Republican convention, if they continue to plan it for Charlotte, North Carolina, and plan it with 50,000 people coming in from out of state in the midst of a pandemic, that convention would be a gigantic target for looters and for rioters? It would. Now, why won't they do that to Joe Biden, whatever kind of a shadow convention he puts together? Well, first of all, because it's not going to be as big a target. And second of all, because the looters would like to take advantage of humiliating President Trump. Now, it was the Democratic convention that drew the rioters in 1968, the one that nominated Humphrey, not the one that nominated Nixon. So I think that people who are making a simple assumption that with this violence, President Trump, as the law and order president, is automatically going to benefit. He can benefit if the country benefits. We have resolute leadership that actually makes some progress in bringing us together. Look, there was a movie that was actually all about racial harmony and musical harmony. It starred the daughter of Diana Ross, who actually sings in it, and she's very good. Her name is Tracy Ellis Ross. The movie is called The High Note. It was released streaming everywhere on Friday. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
An aging superstar, played by Diana Ross's daughter, Tracy Ellis Ross, wants to rejuvenate her career, but her manager, Ice Cube, doesn't like the idea as much as her personal assistant, played by Dakota Johnson, in The High Note.
I think it's time I record a new album.
I mean, that's one plan.
What am I supposed to say to her?
I'm just a personal assistant, but I'd love to produce your music.
Dakota Johnson's long-suffering heroine is the center of this movie, but her wan performance is redeemed by a great star turn from Tracy Ellis Ross, who's funny, charismatic, and richly sympathetic. There's a surprise twist at the end that makes very little sense, but does provide some emotional satisfaction. It's rated PG-13 for some harsh language and sexual references. 2.5 stars for The High Note, not the top of the scale, but not entirely out of tune either.
This feature brought to you by the Thank Heaven Foundation.
And the High Note is one of those films that I think may come back as something of a guilty pleasure. And because it doesn't really make sense. And my goodness, Dakota Johnson seems to have been suffered from the horrifying effects of charisma bypass surgery. She just seems so, and she's at the center of the movie, her character. But she is a, as an actress, she is not somebody who conveys any force, energy, or substance. Coming up tomorrow on the MedVed Show, I'm very pleased to speak to Heather McDonald. She's written a very, very important book called The War Against Cops. And she has just written a brand new piece about some of the training of police officers, some of the challenges to police officers. And it's one of those things that ought to be able to unite people across party lines, even across ideological lines. And we, the one thing that virtually every sane American has to recognize is how much we need the police and how much we need the effective police. So how do you persuade any doubters? We'll talk to Heather McDonald about that. There's also some unsolicited advice for police in riot situations about shooting rioters in the legs. Now, you might think this would create a huge storm of controversy, but it's actually a Democrat who called for that. Which Democrat? We will cover that for you on the Michael Medved Show next time. We will also cover this very long, detailed, and rather alarming expose of Tara Reid. Remember her? Yeah, there are still pending accusations against Joe Biden, but the press had covered a lot of those accusations without any real exploration of the background and personal history of Tara Reid. Now that's there, and it seems to me highly relevant. And then again, digging deeper into what will be the keys for Republican victory for the House of Representatives, for the Senate, and for the presidency. Past history gives an excellent indication. We will get to that and much more in what continues to be, despite our challenges, the greatest nation on God's green earth.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statement, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.